He turns his mind away from those phenomena, and having done so, inclines his mind to the property of deathlessness. This is peace. This is exquisite. The resolution of all fabrications, the relinquishment of all acquisitions, the ending of craving, dispassion, cessation, nibbana. Staying right there, he reaches the ending of the mental fermentations. Or, if not, through passion and delight for this very property of deathlessness, and from the total wasting away of the first five of the fetters, self-identity views, grasping at precepts and practices, uncertainty, sensual passion, and irritation, he is due to be reborn in the pure abodes, there to be totally unbound, never again to return from that world. Say, inclining the mind to deathlessness, the Amata Dhamma, if one really reflects on that sense of the, this is peace, this is exquisite, the resolution of all fabrications, sabba sankhara samatha, bringing to tranquility the intentions within the mind, the sankharas, relinquishment of all acquisitions, sambhupadi pati nisaka, the upadi are usually translated as acquisitions, but what we acquire are the five khandhas. And this is, we acquire form, feeling, perception, mental formations, and consciousness, and take it on as our identity and have attachment to it. The ending of craving, tanha kayo, and that's the ending, it's a resolution, dispassion, cessation, nibbana. Those are all alluding to the ending of suffering. So staying right there, if one stays at that and is able to clearly recognize that, one reaches the end of the mental formation, so one would realize arahantship. Or, if not, through passion and delight for that very property of deathlessness, so that the word that's used, the dhamma ragena dhamma nandiya, so that desire for the dhamma, that delight in the dhamma, so that one gets really excited about that truth, one ends up an anagami, which is, it's not so bad, but the full liberation is certainly the goal, and just recognizing that even that delight in the Dhamma that can hinder the penetration of the truth.